This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn with me, Hezril Ashraf. Now, as the state of emergency continues, UMNO has been in the spotlight quite frequently, as you've probably seen in the news, on social media, and you know its leaders have publicly disagreed on the party's direction when it comes to UMNO's position in Perikatan Nasional, right? The question of should it stay or should it leave the coalition? Now, those disagreements have even extended to the position of party president Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi, whose faces a pending corruption trial linked to a 1MDB. And while many Supreme Council members support him, several UMNO youth leaders have asked Dato' Sri Zahid to step down. And they've been urging the party to rejuvenate itself and chart a new course for its future. So I thought I'd speak with two youth leaders on their vision for their party, as well as their thoughts on rising tensions and disagreements. And to do that, I'm joined by Ikmal Hazlan, Ikmal Hisham, UMNO Youth Exco for International Affairs and Chief of UMNO Youth's Tanah Merah Division in Kelantan, as well as Shakib Sharil Nizam, the Information Chief for UMNO's Pulai Youth Wing in Johor. Ikmal and Shakib, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me today.
All right, thank you, Hezril.
All right, so tell us a bit about yourselves. Why did you join UMNO in the first place, and how did you get involved? Maybe we can start with you, Ikmal.
Firstly, thank you, Hezril and BFM, for having me here. I did civil engineering in University of Leeds. I was from College Mara Banting, and then I pursued my master's in project management, finance and risk in City University of London. Along that way, during my university times and during my master's time, I joined Club UMNO Leeds and Bradford. And then right after when I did my master's, I was appointed as head of UMNO UK. So from there on, after I finished my university days, I straight away joined UMNO Youth Party right after I finished my studies. Since I was small, I've always seen my father going back and forth from Kelantan. He was a member of parliament in Tanah Merah. So I always see how he going back and forth, and at the same time, how he helped people, how using his political power, how he's leveraging his position, how he can improve everyday life. And then from that, I think this is something not many can be able to do. So from that, I fell in love with politics. And I think this is a profession that, if given the right mandate, given the right intention, we can help people.
Right. And what about you, Shakib? Tell us about yourselves. Why did you join UMNO, and how did you get involved?
So basically, right now I'm 25 years old. I'm still studying final year degree on economics and finance in IUMW and based in Stockfield. And currently, at the same time, I'm a climate finance policy analyst and advocate. I'm from JB, Johor Bahru, and I'm considered in the party, I'm information chief of Pulai Youth Wing. So first of all, I started enter UMNO after February 14 officially. Previously, I was more into reluctant into politics. I'm not in favor into much. But however, I met this one guy named Sheikh Nafi as the youth chief of Pulai. He brought me in and asking, do you want to rebuild back the UMNO that used to be? I said, why not? So the way I envision, the way that I thought of, try to bring a similarity with 1970 and the progressive values. So it is a good deal, not to be missed. And I think, yeah, I have a lot of story about it. Maybe next part will be focusing on that.
And Shakib, how are you involved in the party now as the information chief for the Pulai Youth Wing? And how does that relate to, you know, your aspirations of progressive values? Maybe you can dive into that a bit more.
All right. So basically, when I was entered UMNO, it was like 22 years old, considered quite young back then. And first of all, I was appointed as a member committee of the youth wing. And quite fast that I took a appointment of the information chief same year when I was 22. And I think that's quite young considered in UMNO, it will be the youngest information chief in the history of UMNO and in Malaysia. So it's more like a responsibility, but I think when it comes to information chief, it will be more like a spokesperson of the wing. And at the same time, we do more on the promoting, doing brand image, pushing for more progressive values. When it comes to progressive values, more friendly. And I think it's again, any form of extremism, whether right or left wing. So for me, this is what I do. And this is the part where my own youth chief, Shane Afri, trying to do as well, not just to promote the importance of young people to be involved with, but as to be a part of the rejuvenation process within UMNO.
Right. And what about, you know, you, Iqmal, what do you do in UMNO currently as a youth leader? And, you know, do you agree with what Shakib has said on this idea of progressiveness? What does that mean to you?
And I think Shakib and me represent a different set of generation in UMNO, where we see things differently and we see progressives differently. I mean, the more experienced generation of UMNO leadership see progressive, how we see progressive differently. Where, for example, Shakib is opted more, if I'm not mistaken, he is opting more for environmental issues, which I think UMNO has not been championing this issue for a long time. We can see the generation change within UMNO. For example, for me personally, I hold the portfolio for international affairs, where we want UMNO to be more inclusive, to be more transparent, to be more bold in terms of what the rakyat demands and what the rakyat needed for Malaysia to progress. So that's why a lot of things that we see remarks by the younger generation of the UMNO leadership have already started to coming out and has already ready to put ourselves in the frontliner. So I think this is a great, dynamic environment between UMNO, where we have the more experienced UMNO people and the younger one. And then we find the connecting points that we can work together. So that's why this beauty can only get within UMNO realm, where UMNO is among the longest political party. I mean, this is a great advantage that we have for the longest period of time. So to me, Hazril, UMNO, to be within the UMNO youth, this is the best time for us to be if we are serious about making changes for Malaysia.
Now, it's been a year since what political analysts have termed Langkah Sheraton, which was basically the starting point for this current government, you know, for this Perikatan National Coalition. On the national level, Iqmal, did UMNO youth as a whole support the party's decision to join Perikatan? And if so, you know, why?
Yeah. Langkah Sheraton, I think it happened just about a year ago, February period, when Tun Mahathir resigned as Prime Minister. I mean, at that point of time, we have an unprecedented event where for a moment of time, there's a possibility in the change of government. So for us, during at that particular time, for us, UMNO Youth, we are bound to what UMNO Supreme Council's decision, where we support as an en bloc, where we go as an en bloc party support decision. But in the end, Israel, for me, it's simple. Whatever decision that UMNO has to make, first and foremost, it must show its sincerity towards the rakyat. We have been for almost about a year. We were taken up a position where during a time where no one has been tested, where the position of being the minister, the prime minister, the whole cabinet, when COVID happens, when economy is at a downturn. So this is a junction point where UMNO has to find its own true nature within the political realm.
Shakib, what about on your end? Let's take a look at your division, because you're part of the state level, right, as opposed to Iqmal. You know, did the Pulai Youth Wing support UMNO's decision to join Perikatan National?
Okay, first of all, when it comes to Langkah Sheraton, we kind of not expecting this happen quickly. So basically, on that time, we did do discussion among our branches and among the leadership, especially in July, discussing about the questioning, should we or should we not siding with them? We took the Supreme Council decision as our own guidance. So basically, we follow that guidance, and then at the same time, we try to look into any kind of loophole. So basically, the first 100 years, there wasn't any loophole much.
Sorry, the first 100 so, days?
First 100 days, sorry. First 100 days, there's no loopholes much. We do such, see any kind of mistakes that happened back then, but it wasn't that big. Until this decision of PRN Sabah. That's the part where this division the formation of the Perikatan Nasional is something that is kind of is questionable. So back then, when we had before this, we had a good faith. After PRN Sabah, we have slightly a bad faith when it comes to Perikatan Nasional because of the problems and the pandemic isn't over, and then we think that okay, it should be over by now, but still the problems still arise, and then with that problems, we are consistent and raise the occasion of asking what is happening right now, what are we going to do, and what is Bersatu. We are questioning our relationship. So we do have the recent meeting, the division meeting. I think it's around like 1, 2, 3 January. We're discussing about this, and I think most of the division in UMNO want to bring several motion, and one of them, the most important part, will be will or will not UMNO have a relationship with Bersatu on the next PRU. So I think this is a very important question. And I think this is up to the General Assembly, where all of us, the representative, can answer all these questions.
I just want to clarify, what do you mean when you say you want to wait for 100 days and see if the coalition is a success? I mean, what benchmarks are you using to see whether this is a sustainable partnership?
Okay, so basically when it comes to 100 days, I don't think manifesto will be the manifesto or any kind of thing that will be the benchmark of it.
But right, because there is no manifesto, right?
Yes, definitely, for sure. But there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong when it comes to changing governments, because this is considered unprecedented. When it comes to this, I don't think a manifesto could be the benchmark. But however, they could provide any kind of, not manifesto, more like a deal, 100 days deal to settle. And by that, we can say that it will be the KPI of the government. And I think they should have a proper line or proper short term when will be the vaccine and such. But YBKJ already stated the vaccine, this amount of this date will be for this, and then for this and for this.
Okay, so a lot of PN leaders like past President Dato' Sri Abdul Hadi Awang have argued that the alliance between Bersatu, PAS and UMNO prioritizes quote-unquote Malay Muslim unity. What does that concept mean to you? Ikmal, you can take this.
I mean, Malaysia is a unique country. I mean, we're multicultural, we're multi-ethnic, and we also have a multilingual society. The differences we have in terms of race, tradition, religion, I think that what makes Malaysia beauty as it is. To understand problems that the rakyat are facing better, I mean, a strategic reform to discuss on moral issues and a bit of strategic manner. The coalition between PAS, Bersatu and UMNO, what I believe the PAS president mentioned is when it's being dominated by a Malay Muslim member of parliament. When we have that, partly the agenda is to focus on the Malay Muslim community unity. I mean, that has not been achieved for quite a while since PAS broke it off UMNO back then. And then we have UMNO, we have a lot of political party that were separated from UMNO. Even PKR itself is a baby from UMNO. And I mean, for once in a while, we have the most dominant Malay Muslim community to form under one government. That gives a signal for for me, it's a good signal. I mean, for once, for the first, after the Lanka Triton, we see a dominant political party of Malay is united. This gives an advantage where there is less politicking, gives us more stability in terms of our championing in towards a Malay agenda. We've seen our neighboring countries such as Indonesia with Thailand, who in their constitution does not push for ethnic agenda, but yet the riots are much more happening towards this neighboring country. In fact, we have seen less since the 13th May happened in Malaysia. Mm. So by addressing issues such as the Malay Muslim community, I think it gives a bit of an advantage. So at least we can be much more truthful, much more honest in terms of how do we want to move forward. And at the same time, we push forward the national agenda. So we as the younger generation with the UMNO, we want to push something that much more progressive. We want to be much more inclusive, that we can live together as Malaysian and push the Malaysia, the national agenda, our sovereignty, to even further to even further our heights.
I mean, I do want to follow up on the racial. Mm. I mean, when it comes to Malay rights, I mean, there have been leaders who say things like, you know, Malay supremacy or controversial statements. What would you say to people listening or to voters who may view these statements as inflammatory, that views on Malay rights at time can be inflammatory towards other races? I mean, how would you respond to that?
I mean, for us younger, of course, we cannot move away. I mean, UMNO itself is a Malay dominant party. It's a Malay party where we champion Malay agenda, and it's within our constitution. So if I join UMNO party and I contribute to, of course, I want to champion Malay issues, but so-called also from MCA, I will defend their rights to defend their race, because it is their right to defend whichever race they represent to. But of course, that's why it's much easier for us to move in a certain group of solidarity. I mean, Ibn Khaldun, the famous historian, has mentioned before the concept of asabiyah, where a group of people who share a similar solidarity, a common intellect, a common ground. For in this case, we champion Malay. So when we move forward, when of course I want the best for Malay, but on the same time we have a group who champions for MCA, who champion for MIC, for Chinese or Indian. They want the best for Chinese and Indian. I mean, that's where the beauty comes in, where we can tolerate, when we can have discussion, when we, at least from there, we can be much more transparent. But in the end, the bottom line is, Israel, we are all Malaysian and we have the right to request for whatever we want for the best of our group.
Do you agree with that view?
Well, as long as we are not promoting extremism, but when it comes to Malay, I believe that Malay have a very special when it comes to leading. That's the reason why I'm okay with Malay unity. As a member of the party, we try to make sure that all those things are maintained.
Now, Shakib, do you think that Perikatan Nasional has successfully managed to unite Malay voters and Malay interests as leaders like past president Dato' Sri, you know, Abdul Hadi envision?
So I believe that they gain support from the rurals, but it doesn't mean that they can get a support from suburban and urban areas. And I believe on UMNO side, we do have some of them from suburbans, urbans and rural areas. When it comes to this, I think UMNO is much more champion compared to Perikatan Nasional. So that's the conclusion of it.
Why do you say that UMNO champions the, you know, Malay voters more than Perikatan Nasional?
We are not just promoting on the sumbangan like a typical politicians. We promote as well some sort of consultative session, and back in Pulai, I promote that kind of thing. We call a video call, online call, asking for their suggestion and such. We do have consultation session, not just with branches. We do have consultation session with the people of Pulai. We ask them what they want, what they need and such. So that kind of thing, it's happened in UMNO. And I don't think it's happened in Perikatan Nasional. They are continue to be politicking, especially Bersatu, they continue to be politicking and such, doing chess playing. But we need to be much more aggressive helping people. We straight away like solving people's issues 100% rather than leaving out like 50%.
Right. What about you, Iqmal? Do you think that Perikatan Nasional has successfully managed to unite Malay voters and Malay interests? Or, you know, would you agree with Shakib's point that Perikatan Nasional is more focused on things like politicking?
At the moment, most of the members of parliament within the government coalition has the most Malay Muslim MPs. I mean, that gives a little bit of a signal on how this government functions and build upon. But nevertheless, in my view, I think Perikatan Nasional has been working hard to reduce racial tension while then ensuring that all racist interests are being addressed accordingly. But most importantly right now is to steer back the economy, to bring back affordable, high-income nation, high-affordable jobs, and on the same time to combat COVID. I mean, day by day, despite the politicking from various MP, Perikatan Nasional, to me, has been consistent addressing issues on national interest, which I think carries above all. And I think they should be given the mandate. There should be remarks on how Perikatan Nasional is moving forward towards the future of this country.
All right. On that note, we do need to go for a quick break. I'm speaking with Iqmal Hazlan, Iqmal Hisham, UMNO Youth Exco for International Affairs and Chief of UMNO Youth's Tanah Merah Division in Kelantan, and Shakib Sharul Nizam, the Information Chief for UMNO's Pulai Youth Wing in Johor. We're talking about the calls for UMNO to rejuvenate itself amongst its youth wing and what that will entail from the perspective of young members. We'll be back with UMNO Youth's vision for Malaysia and more on Live and Learn, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Live and Learn with me, Hazrul Ashraf. I'm joined by Iqmal Hazlan, Iqmal Hisham, UMNO Youth Exco for International Affairs and Chief of UMNO Youth's Tanah Merah Division in Kelantan, and Shakib Sharul Nizam, the Information Chief for UMNO's Pulai Youth Wing in Johor. We're speaking about their vision for UMNO's future and calls by several youth leaders on the need for the party to rejuvenate itself. So, gentlemen, welcome back. Now, what would you say is UMNO Youth's main agenda? What are your priorities as UMNO youth leaders when it comes to addressing the rakyat social and economic issues, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic? Iqmal, maybe we can start with you first.
We have to address issues such as income, especially in the city area, the education, the employment issues, community safety, and social support that can significantly affect how well and how long we live in, especially within the city and urban area. The main priorities needed to be heard so that rakyat problem gets the attention and needed to be addressed, especially when we are in the government. So at the same time, we have to share ideas and also strategies with the opposition itself to understand and rakyat issues so that it can be much clearer and we can form a better policy and we can, in the end, we improve the rakyat well-being. So I think these are the main issues: income, education, employment, to steer back Malaysia to its high-income nation and bring back Malaysia back to its global position.
Right, and Shakib, would you agree with those priorities? And Iqmal mentioned the need to work with the opposition. Would you agree with him on these points?
Okay, first of all, I agree on what Iqmal said. And from our side in the Pulai division, especially on the youth wing, we do have like two things. One is in our own parliament side and another one is national side. But I think Iqmal Hazan already addressed on the national side. I do agree that we have to work with the opposition when it comes to bipartisan effort. I think back then we don't have like much bipartisan efforts not like right now. I think this is something that is quite new, and I will say this is considered like a progressive value when it comes to UMNO. When it comes to Pulai's side, we promote three things. This is our agenda, basically. Not just the division itself. Basically, it's from youth wing itself. One is, well, same with Ikmal Azlan, is when it comes to income and unemployability. This is the thing that we want to focus. We want to focus more on the minimum wage. We need to raise up the minimum wage, and we want to create a gaji wajar. Second, it will be more on the climate change, because one of the most affected parliament in Malaysia, one of them is Pulai. It's not just about the floods. We're not talking just about the unsustainable way to live in. We're talking about the planning, the housing planning, the town planning. So we believe that climate change is a must. It's considered top three. And another one is housing. So for the Johor side, we're trying to advocate more on the housing, especially on the special needs and such. When it comes to well-being, we want to focus on that. So these are the three main agendas that we want to focus when it comes to Pulai. And I think it's kind of similar to UMNO youth wing on the national side, but not the climate change. But I think, Ikmal Azlan, I think I have a suggestion to make. Please put climate change into the top five, because it's affecting not just Johor, it's going to affecting a lot of us. And I think, so I think that's a suggestion that I would like to make with Ikmal Azlan.
Okay. Now, recently, gentlemen, both government and opposition parties have been reaching out to youth voters. And it's not a surprise, because according to the Department of Statistics, the Undi 18 initiative could bring in an additional 2.4 million new voters between 18 and 21 years old in July of this year, once it's gazetted. How is UMNO Youth appealing to younger voters, especially those who are not UMNO members or supporters, right? People who may be undecided, or even youth voters who may be leaning towards the opposition. How is UMNO Youth appealing to younger voters? Maybe we can start with you, Ikmal.
The voters between 18 and 21 years old, to my understanding, they're the Gen Z. I mean, they are the most diverse and digitally connected generation. For us, UMNO Youth, we have to leverage on the usage of social media. We need to gather information and ideas, information from young voters, especially in the urban and also the most importantly, the rural areas. What matters is for us to share information that I believe must be genuine and honest among the youth. And in the same time, we have to create policies and vision that suits the future demands and needs. In my view, this will be the key to win the hearts and mind of the younger generation. They will be the deciding factor for the next general election. So we have to start now. I mean, just a few months ago, I'm not so well versed in social media. I mean, my wife mentioned to install TikTok. So, I mean, this, we can see how the movement of George Floyd is being spread to TikTok, all these social media. So for us, UMNO Youth, all of us have to be well equipped with the usage of social media. And this generation have a very short attention span. And you need to capture their hearts in within 30 seconds, 20 seconds. But that's it. And I think the most damning issues right now is the issues of job employment. I mean, most of these youth, they need experience. They wanted to start a family. So these issues of employment must be addressed quickly. When we have these voters of Undi 18 coming in as voters, they are more alert towards issues, on national issues, which they can compare what is better and what's in it for them. I mean, this gives more leverage towards the younger generation voters. You can follow me on TikTok, I don't know.
Well, I don't have TikTok, but maybe I do know that, you know, more MP Syed Saddiq uses TikTok a lot. So maybe you could interact with him and learn a few things. Well, Shakit, what about you? I mean, do you have TikTok? You know, do you think that, you know, a digital movement is what's needed to appeal to young voters, like Ikmal mentioned?
Well, when it comes to digital movement, I think this is a time where we need to look beyond Beyond other things, like I agree with you, we should have a TikTok. Back then, we looked TikTok as a something not appealing much, but not right now. Right now, it's something that TikTok is some kind of a very informative. Like one, you take 1 minute to look at it, you know, 1 minute video, and you create a lot of perception. That's one. But when it comes to I'm not appealing to the only 18 people. As a person that is almost generation as them, right now I'm 25, and I think I kind of have that same vibe, something like that. And I still promote in Pulai. We reaching on Twitter side, not just TikTok. TikTok is more like a video side, but when it comes to discussion, threads, new information and such, new content, this is the part where UMNO young people, I mean like below 25 years old in UMNO, trying to reach out in those generation or those gap, it will be awesome, and it's a very good vibe over there, right, when it comes to competition.
Now, the next question I do want to direct at Iqmal, because you were involved in a controversial issue last year. I want to give you a chance to respond. Defense Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri had issued a support letter for you to be appointed to Lembaga Tabung Angkatan Tentera, if I'm not mistaken, right? Now, young Malaysians are looking for a change of culture in our political system. They want a more dynamic and transparent environment where lawmakers are committed to reforms and do away with political patronage like support letters. How would you respond to that? Do you think that it's time to change our political culture, Iqmal?
I think I've mentioned in my Facebook and Twitter that if I recall, I mentioned that I'm grateful for whatever my parents have done for their children. I mean, for support letter has always been the main issue for the longest of time. But when it comes to reforming a political structure, I think it should be treated as a referral letter and it must be on merit basis. Last year issue was the best thing that has ever happened to me. I was not being appointed. And at the same time, I know where my standing is. And I think this calls for a different generation of mindset on how we see things differently. The current MPs, the current politicians see things differently. And how we, the new generation, the early 20s and 30s, how we see things differently. But in order for us to progress further, this country needs to move forward on merit basis. And through that, only this country can nourish even further.
Right, and Shakib,
I hope that answers.
Yeah, right. And Shakib, do you think that our political system and our political culture needs to change? And, you know, how do you think that can be done?
I think it's more on the generational change. But I would say it's more like, you know, start to promote good stuff. You know, when it comes to as a member of the party, you need to promote this party is much better because we promote this. And you need to know that your customer appealing on such thing. So we need to start to look at those customers' requirement, what customers need, what is customer want. So that is the part where what kind of appealing that we want to go for.
And by customers, you mean voters, yeah?
yes, definitely. But when it comes to referral letter, just now, I agree with Kamal Azlan. Maybe this is a time where we need to avoid all those such things. You know, you need to look into merit basis. I would say on the referral letter side, for those poor people and such, I think this is the part where they needed some letters, you know. Not letter as in supported, something like that. More like helping them, you know, when it comes to that. I don't want such corruption happens in the future. But I think, we need referral letters for those poor people.
Right. Now, separately, there have been reports of disagreements within UMNO as Supreme Council members have come out to say different things about the party's position in Perikatan Nasional. Some want to leave the coalition and call for a general election, while others want UMNO to stay on. You know, what are your positions on UMNO's cooperation with PN? Are there divisions within UMNO youth? Maybe, you know, Shakib, we can start with you. You lightly touched on this earlier. Do you think UMNO should leave Perikatan Nasional and call for a general election?
when it comes to relation with Bersatu, we already decide in our own meeting that we are not agree with joining with Bersatu forces and we call for election. However, we prefer to settle all those cases, COVID cases, need to settle first, put the agenda right yet first. Then we call for the election because this is the part where we need to give the democracy back to the people and the people have the rights to choose. Okay, after the COVID settle, then we will call for election. But when it comes to this, we prefer the Mesyuarat Agong, the Perhimpunan Agong, decide where the cause goes for UMNO and we're going to follow it.
Right, and Iqbal, what's your view? Should UMNO stay in Perikatan Nasional or do you think UMNO should go its own way and leave?
Like winds, you know, Israel, they are unpredictable. They have personnel and they can be quite disruptive. But right now, to me, we have to work on what we have right now. Right now, the mandate by Agong has said it's for an emergency darurat. And now, right now, we have PKP is fronting on our national issue. For us to call for election, definitely something that we need to discuss thoroughly and detail on how we want to do it. So for the moment, I don't even think the people itself wants an election. They want high, affordable jobs. They want jobs. They want to put food on the family table. So I think that itself shows on how the mentality of the people right now. So for us, for me, to work on what we have right now. Right now, there will be no parliament. So there will be no parliament session. So our main focus is to tackle on national issues, to steer back the economy.
Now, some of these disagreements have extended to the position of your party president, Dato' Sri Zahid. Several UMNO youth leaders have already asked him to either step down or take a garden leave, temporary leave due to his ongoing court cases, right? He faces 47 charges of corruption, money laundering, and criminal breach of trust. Do you think he should step down at least until he clears his name? Maybe, Iqbal, we can start with you first.
Firstly, Malaysia, we have laws. And none of us are above the law. So for us, personally, from UMNO youth, like Dr. Ashraf and Sharian Hamdan has mentioned, we will continue to serve the people. Let the law run itself. And right now, we have a party election this year. So if there is a need of change, there is a voice of disagreement, you have to do it through the party election. Right now, our focus is to combat COVID and to serve the people.
Right, and Shakib, would you agree? Do you think Dato' Sri Zahid should stay on for now as party president?
Okay, I agree with Iqbal Zain at first. Secondly, when it comes to this kind of thing, this kind of disagreement, I would say like the president himself already stated that there will be an election. I understand some of them have a disagreement, but you don't need to put out of there. I understand the democracy and such, but allow the time happens and the election is there. That's the part where you choose the right people.
Now, just to wrap up, you know, looking ahead, what are both of your hopes for UMNO moving forward? And, you know, what's your hope for our country? Shakib, you can take this first.
Okay, so basically what I see in the future when it comes to Malaysia, I would like to see more young people being given a place based on merits, of course. We need to uphold the judiciary branch. We need to uphold a truly constitution. And I believe that climate change should be in the top three cases, of course. And from the party side, I would like to see more young people like me to be given opportunity because I think we have a lot of young people in UMNO that been given opportunity and show to the people that they can carry same length, same weight, same burden, same responsibility as others. And I believe that in the next election, we would like to have more young people below 30 or maybe below 40 in those seats where they should stand.
And what about you, Iqmal? What are your hopes for UMNO and what do you hope for our country?
I mean, for UMNO, we need to rejuvenate and we have been rejuvenating. We need to open to ideas. We need to adapt well to criticism and move forward from that criticism. And like Shakib has mentioned, there's more youth within UMNO. I mean, UMNO is the longest serving party in Malaysia. It has a grassroots all over the place, 191 division. That carries a strong mandate from since our Independence Day. So UMNO has its potential, but it's yet to be tested, especially now where it's unprecedented, where UMNO is being for the first time being tested as no longer the big brother of a government. So I call for all UMNO, for all young people who is genuinely interested in politics. Believe me, UMNO is the best party to be in. It carries a lot of weightage. It's unique, it's dynamic, and it has a certain potential yet to be explored. For the country itself, I wish Malaysia to be a better nation, to improve the living condition, especially for the rakyat, for our generation today, and of course, my two-year-old kid for the future. I mean, Malaysia, as chairman of international affairs, I would hope Malaysia to become a better global player, especially in ASEAN. We have yet to transition ourselves as high-income status country. So to me, that should be our main priority.
All right. On that note, Iqmal Shakib, thanks so much for speaking with me today and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Israel. Thank you, Bethan.
Thank you. That was Iqmal Hazlan Iqmal Hisham, UMNO Youth Exco for International Affairs and Chief of UMNO Youth's Tanah Merah Division in Kelantan, and Shakib Sharul Nizam, the Information Chief for UMNO's Pulai Youth Wing in Johor. We talked about ways they would like UMNO to move forward as leaders in the party's youth wing and how their party should appeal to young voters while adapting to Malaysia's evolving social landscape. If you missed any of today's conversation or previous Live and Learn episodes, do check out our podcasts on the BFM app, bfm.my, or subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Hezra Lashraf. You've been listening to Live and Learn on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.